What's up, family? Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you had an amazing week because let me tell you, I got a whole lot done this week and I'm excited to bring you another show. So our topic today is going to be, where's the love? And on the grill, we're talking the bag. And you know, I love setting up every episode with a quote that lays the groundwork for an interesting and provocative conversation. So here's the quote. If you never know truth, you'll never love. And that comes from Pinterest. And I think that sets us up nicely to talk, express, relate, and connect with our special guest today. Jesus Rose is in the backyard.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up with you, man?
You know, working. That's all I do.
Working all the time, huh? It never stops. I promise you it won't. So what you been up to?
Honestly, just getting prepared. We just recently dropped a new single. Mm-hmm. Recording a lot of music. You already know that. and just trying to, you know, stay on top of my game, you know what I'm saying? I had to step away from the gym for a while to get in my bag. Now I'm in my bag. Now I'm back going to the gym and, you know what I'm saying, making sure I'm on point for all of my fans, all my listeners, all my supporters and everything. And just been working. That's just it.
Gotta keep yourself in shape in this business, man. I mean, you can't afford to miss a day because it's just funny how you don't see how other people see you a lot of times. And so that's mm-hmm. why you putting your best effort forward will allow your fans and the people who love your music to be able to see you the way you're trying to convey yourself. So you always gotta stay on the game because the game will not stay on you. Believe that, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. So tell us how you got involved in music.
Oh, man. It started young. When I was like six, mm-hmm. I used to go to church with my mom, my family, and my cousin used to play the drums at church. And I used to literally sit in front of the church. Mm-hmm. Not because I was trying to listen to the pastor, but because I was trying to play the drums. So I was like literally watching everything my cousin was doing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then as time went on, I actually ended up playing the drums at church, which kind of introduced me to like my real passion. Like I didn't realize how much I loved music until I started playing the drums, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then like more time went on and I got introduced to the vocal part of it. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I think some of my cousins was producers. One of my cousins was a rapper. You know, I got to listen to Tupac from the moment I was born because my grandma played it every day. You know what I'm saying? All she listened to was Tupac.
Wow, and my mom listened to it.
Yeah, if it wasn't Tupac, it was Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow. Both of them had great lyrics, but very different, very different. So you have a large family. You have like, what, 13 brothers and sisters? How was that growing up, having that many people, you know what I mean, that you had to navigate and create and find your own personality within such a huge family?
I mean, honestly, I don't feel like I had to create my personality. I feel like it was one that was given to me. Like it was just destined for me to be this way because out of all of us, I'm the oldest. You know what I'm saying? Okay. My pops, he a rolling stone. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, because of that, like, I feel like, you know, whether it is something that I created in my mind or obligation that was given to me by my parents. Like, I kind of feel like I have to be a great example for my brothers and sisters. So I don't feel like I really got a chance to choose, you know what I'm saying? Like, my role or my personality or, you know, my place, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of destined for me, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to be the leader of the family by default. That's similar to my story, you know? You end up taking care of a lot of people, and sometimes within that, you lose taking care of yourself. So the cool thing about that is that you kept on letter and made sure that you took care of your family, but at the same time, figured out a way to carve some space out for yourself. So that's
most definitely.
So you said your dad was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he left his hat was his home. And when he...
You know?
Man, I mean, our dad's stories and our culture is so very different, you know, and it affects all of us in different ways, you know. Yeah. I'm really happy that I had a chance to grow up with my dad as a girl and a woman. Now it's made a profound difference in my life as far as who I choose to love, who I choose to, as far as a male counterpart to spend my time with. So I do know it makes a difference when you do have your father in the home versus if he has several other homes that he's trying to spread himself to be a part of. Yeah. So let's talk about your music, which I'm really, really excited about. I want to talk about food, which I just love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. So let's talk about how that came together. What made you even title the single Food? Let's talk about that.
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, I had heard the beat and I just love the beat. You know what I'm saying? It has like that real deep, soulful R&B feel to it. It has real instruments. It was just an amazing song, and you know, I just fell in love with the beat like instantly. And it was crazy because I had absolutely no idea what I was gonna do on the song when I first pulled it up, loaded up Pro Tools and did all that. I had absolutely no clue what I was gonna put on it. But in the middle of me doing this, I got a phone call from my girlfriend at the time. I got a phone call from her, and I just started singing to her on there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, what I was singing to her, it was. I mean, if we want to be real, it's basically just me trying to just talk dirty to her. You know what I'm saying? She lived all the way in Cali, and I lived all the way in St. Louis, so we didn't really see each other that much. So, you know, I was just, you know, flirting with my girl on the phone. It just so happened to sound real good. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, oh, I have to call you back because this sounds fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta call you. I gotta actually. Yeah, like I got to, because it sounds fire, you know what I'm saying? So I ended up getting off the phone and just recording some heat. And it was just crazy because, like, when I think about it, like, it was one of them songs that, like, it didn't necessarily feel like me singing it. Like, it was me, but it just came out so effortlessly and just so different from, like, my normal style that it was just, like, meant. It was, like, one of those things that was just meant to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. The record just came out,
right? And it,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, because when I listen to the record, you know, although I'm married and everything, it sounds like you're talking to me or whoever listens to it. And I really like the lyrics, although they're more provocative in terms of saying some of the things that you would do.
Yeah.
But how did you come up with the title Food? Did you want to feed her in that conversation? And if so, what was it? I mean, called food, and everybody's hungry right now. Let me let you know, Jesus. Everybody's really, really hungry right now. So when I seen the title Food, I said, A, we need to eat. B, it sounds like he wants something to eat. And when I get a chance to talk to him, I want to know, what were you trying to put on the plate?
I mean, if I was to be honest, I was trying to put her on the plate.
Right.
You know, I was trying to satisfy my appetite. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was definitely speaking about her.
Yeah. And it sounds like a type of song where we all should have our appetite satisfied. And it just reminds me, it sounds a lot like something D'Angelo. You're familiar with the artist D'Angelo.
Of course.
My goodness. It just sounds so much like that as far as its sincerity, as far as the soul initiated with it, and also the track. So
yeah, definitely.
I love food. I love food for real. So shout out to your girl, your ex-girlfriend on that, as far as giving you the motivation and the situation to be able to lyrically lay that out for us. So how important is it to you to target your music more towards women and ladies?
It's extremely important to me. I feel like we live in a time where it's like women are bashing men, you know what I'm saying? And men are bashing women, and no one is like showing love, you know? Or if you do show love, they coin you as like a simp, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right, a sucker.
Yeah, you know, and like, I don't think people realize like love is like kind of, I mean, it's more that comes with it than love, but like it's like the foundation of everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want a healthy family, it comes with loving each other for who each other are, you know what I'm saying? You want to build generational wealth, with a 9 times out of 10 you're gonna have to have a partner in order to do that, you know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that your child, if you bring a child into this world, you want to make sure that it has all the elements that it needs in order to be everything that it needs to be. That comes with having both a mother and a father that's on the same team. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want like anything, if you want to have a child, you know what I'm saying? It still takes two people, even if you don't necessarily, if you're not necessarily in love with each other, you still have to care about each other in some way, or want each other in some way, shape or form, in order to make that happen majority of the time. So like, I feel like a lot of music nowadays like create division. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of niggas that's out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, pardon my English, but it's like, you know, fuck that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get money.
Your video went on. Oh, okay, you're back.
Yeah, sorry, I got a phone call. I thought I put it on airplane mode, so I'm not sure that had to happen, but it's like, fuck that bitch, get money. Or it's like, you know, take that nigga money, but it ain't, you know, love unconditionally, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. It's a weird time we live in.
Where is the love at in the younger generation, with your generation? Where is the love? I mean, just like you were saying, it's so explicit and in a way, to me, disrespectful.
It is. You know,
even though we're bobbing our heads to it, where is the love right now, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, if I was to be real with you, like, I believe in self-love. I believe that loving yourself is extremely important. But I feel like a lot of people are taking that and they're taking it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? They too involved in trying to make themselves this, you know, whatever, and they're forgetting that at the end of the day, the ultimate goal is to create a solid foundation, you know what I'm saying, so that you don't have to die alone. Like, everybody's in this weird state where it's like, you know, everybody has this I don't need you attitude. You know, I don't need you, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're a man and you're on a mission, because you want to make sure that when the time comes, you're prepared, that's one thing. If you're a woman and you know that you still have some self-work to do and you're not prepared for a relationship right now or something like that, that's another thing. But it's genuinely nowadays just feel like people just don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. You know what I'm saying?
It's really weird. Like the whole definition of love is very different right now, it seems. There's a lot of self involved in it. And a lot of us drag in previous relationships into it, which creates a whole nother problem because you can't judge every book by its cover. You got to pick it up and read it and see what that book entails.
Definitely.
In order to really get into it and be able to learn from it. And I just think right now in our younger generation, for sure, you know, us, my age group, we still rocking the love, but I just feel sadness in my heart when I see some of the things that your generation goes through as far as trying to capture love in the same way that we were able to.
Definitely. I think it also has to do with the fact that like everybody feel like they got... My apologies. I'm gonna have to put this on, like, I'm trying to figure out how I can put this on airplane mode without disconnecting you.
Now, let's just keep rocking. Hopefully it won't, you know, stop down on us anymore.
Yeah, but what was I saying? Oh, I think that another problem is, like, we just live in a time where people have way too many options. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's one thing where you have, where it's 19, whatever, and y'all don't have Instagram, Facebook, Twitters, you know, TikTok, Pinterest, all these different things where you can see a million different people across the world. Right. And then on top of that, like, you know, you ain't worried about the fake booties and the fake titties and the fake personalities and the fake hair, and niggas ain't flexing their money on the gram, or their homeboy's money on the gram, or taking pictures next to cars that ain't theirs, or even if it is theirs, like, it's just you don't realize how many people it is in the world because you're in your own world. Like, you're in your reality, like, in the present moment. You're not searching through basically catalogs of people trying to find what you think is your person because of a visual standpoint. Like, I don't think that helps in any way, shape, or form. If anything, I feel like it's like adding to the difficulty of experiencing love because you feel like you're always missing out on something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think love and gratitude goes like hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people just are so busy. I can do better. You know what I'm saying? I can do better. I can do better. I don't care because I can do better. You know, they know because they think they can do better. But in actuality, like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to do better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that grass is not greener on the other side. Yeah. We've all done that.
Yeah. And it ain't always, it's just not always worth it, you know? So,
yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, let's talk about your current single, Bag, which I love too. Who did you work with in reference to production on that song?
Oh, yeah, Ashley Booker, man. Shouts out to Ashley Booker, man. Like, I've known him since I've kind of really stepped my foot in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the music game, like, professionally. I've known him since I first started. And, you know, it was crazy because when I first started, I kind of looked up to him like, damn, like, Ashley Booker is, like, the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer of manifestation. You know what I'm saying? Back then, when I met him, he was just working with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, oddly enough, like, I'm at a party 8 years later and I meet Ashley. He just happened to be there with another artist that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And they played my song in the party and the party went crazy. And Ashley, like, from that moment was like, I'm gonna have to work with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
crazy. But yeah, no, Ashley Booker produced that record. I heard it, you know what I'm saying? And it was just another one of them records that just, as soon as I heard the beat, I felt it different. You know what I'm saying? Like, the words just came up, you know? So,
yeah. I love the lyrics to that song because it's so now in reference to, you know, where a lot of young people or this generation's head is. They are getting that money. So it's all about that. And I just think that sets us up nicely to go to the grill. Let's go to the grill. Let's go to the grill. Look, we got the bag on the grill today. So I wanted to bring in your song Bag with The Bag because it's synonymous with each other. I want to talk about how our obsession with getting the bag is just ruining everything for us. Like, we got NFL players with insurance fraud taking money. We got one of the ex-housewives, one of the basketball housewives, I think her name is Brittany Williams. She's being charged for bank and wire fraud.
Dang.
It's like we are so busy trying to chase the bag that we are really losing our morality behind. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather get the bag and spend time in jail instead of trying to work and slowly get the things that I need to get. Talk to me about that analogy. Like, what is it about the bag that is so compelling? And then the money to the ears and the video and all of that. I'm just going, wow. I've never seen such a lust for money.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it kind of, we a little bit touched on it already. It just, it boils down to a couple things. One is just like, you know, social media is always pushing things into your face, you know? Mm-hmm. I got the most expensive car. I got the nicest shoes. I got the nicest house. I got the nicest clothes. You know, so if you're not wearing this, then you're not, you know, you're not, if you ain't got a Rolex on your wrist, then you ain't popping. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how it is. And then on top of that, it's like we grew up in a generation. I mean, you know, I can't really speak for everyone's generation. I know most of the people that's doing wild shit for the money. That's because they grew up without it. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, and I mean, truthfully, people are just not happy with themselves. You know what I'm saying? They think money is gonna solve their problems. And you know, money gonna solve a lot of problems, but money creates a lot of problems too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the problem, I feel like the biggest problem that people don't realize is that once you get money, what do you do about the rest of the problems that you avoided to deal with?
Yeah.
Before you got it, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't know how to handle money before you got it and you came up on a big lump sum of money and then you blew it because you didn't know how to handle it, now you're gonna be, now you know what it like feels like to have that. Now you're looking for that quick way to get that money back,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Also, like, you know, like everyone is influenced. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is influenced with the media thinking that the answers to all of their problems is going to be, if I was rich, you know what I'm saying? And then like, one, a lot of people don't make it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't make it.
If I just get the bag, everything, all my problems will be solved. And it's like, look at, like I mentioned to you about the NFL players doing insurance fraud. Guys, y'all make a gang of money. So the fact that you already make a gang of money, right? To all of us that don't have all of that money, you see that. No matter how much money you have, you're never going to have enough. It's just like a drug, like cocaine or any other thing. You'll never have enough.
Just greedy. And it's crazy. Oh, shout out to my man, Greedy Greg, by the way.
Shout out, Greedy Greg.
But it's just crazy.
And he's the last greedy person. He ain't even greedy, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Name though, so he greedy something else, and it looked like me. But
you came up with the name Greedy.
I did. He greedy for me though. You know.
It's fine. So. I think the personality and the name, I feel like they clash, but you know what? At the same time, you know, from the outside looking in, from the level of success that man is reaching, with the amount of artists that he's reached it with, I think that people would look at him as stamping greedy because they're jealous. They're trying to get to the same level. But that's just where my head is at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just managed to snatch up all the talent. You know what I'm saying? But back to the topic, like, not like it's greed a lot of the time, you know? Yeah. Think about it like this, too. You got niggas like Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And Tesla. What's dude's name? The own Tesla.
Tesla. I can't think of his name right now because I wanted
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yes. Think about niggas like them. Like, when you sit here and you compare 25 million to a nigga like me,
mm-hmm.
man, that's a blessing. Like, yeah. I'm grateful. You compare 25 million to a nigga like him, you just feel like you ain't got nothing no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's a problem with a lot of people. Like, you said it, like, once you get to a certain limit as far as your money, you'd be thinking like, ooh, I need more.
Always more. And I work a job every day, and even when I get my check, that ain't enough. You see what I mean? So it's like, you have to put yourself in a situation that you put your morals first, because like I said, I know a lot of people with money, but they're the most unhappy people. Like, once you know them personally, mm-hmm. now forget about, oh, I'm cool, I'm on the lane, I got my car, all of that. But I'm saying, when you sit down and really get to know them, when they let off their mask and all the jewelry and all of that, and you get down to who they are, they don't even know who they can trust, who really truly loves them for them, and mm-hmm. they feel like they get fake love all day long, especially for artists, wouldn't you say? Mm-hmm. You got your fans, hey, you know, woo, we love you, Jesus. And then when you get home, you by yourself. Who's mm-hmm. loving you there?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Definitely.
Your That's bag. Very true. But you're gonna cuddle up to the bag. Is that going to give you all those things, a kiss, a hug? Are you getting an orgasm from the bag? I'm just concerned. Because,
I mean,
you know what I mean? What does the bag do for you?
You know, for me personally, though, I'm going to tell you, like, coming from an impoverished family, you know what I'm saying? The bag is definitely going to solve some problems for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that, because of the upbringing that I have and people that I'm blessed to be around, you know what I'm saying? People that I learn from, people that I consider mentors, mm-hmm. you know, like, I mean, like we spoke on Greedy, like, he's one of them people that when we speak, he's selfless. Like, he cares for other people. He does for other people with no question.
Right.
You know, and he, on top of that, he's also reached levels of success that a lot of people have not reached. You know what I'm saying? I can't really speak on his finances or anything like that, but I can say that once I do reach a certain level, when I take a step back and I look back, I'm a very introspective type of person. I like to look at myself. I like to analyze myself. Right. So, like, once I do reach that level, I would like to be able to still be introspective and look at my own character, look at myself in the mirror and be like, am I still a person that I could be proud of? Not because of the material, because it can all fade. Shit, one day we can wake up and they'd be like, well, money doesn't mean anything anymore. And nowadays, if you don't have this, then you're whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be happy with my cycle. Just wake up and lose it all. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So I still need to be happy with the person that I am at the end of the day. And I think that that's built on morality and, you know.
And not money.
With decisions. Yeah, no, definitely not. But at the same time, you know.
Need that loot.
Money equals protection. You know what I'm saying? Does. And that's the main thing for me. Money equals protection. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I have the money to protect my family, to ensure that they have everything that they need, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about the extras, because why, if you have it, why you need to tell the world? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to tell the world, you know? Like, make sure you clean, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you eating good. Make sure you take care of your body. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you provide for your family. That's how it should be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's, if you want to get rich, okay. You know, so the real bag, according to me and Jesus Rose, is the bag is you. Okay, so if you ain't getting yourself together and making sure you are okay with your morals and the standards that you have for yourself, and you're not messing over other people and taking away from other people's lives to give yourself a fake life, then you're doing it all wrong. Okay, so it's all about you and not about the money. Although we need loot, and it makes a difference, like you said, it protects and allows you to be able to pay your bills. But at the end of the day, like I said, when you look in the mirror, you got to be able to look at yourself and love yourself after the things you do to get the bag. And with that, we're going to take that off the grill. We burnt that up. We got it in the bag on that one. So let's just get back to these questions, because you had said earlier, you had mentioned that you grew up listening to Tupac Shakur. And so I wanted to ask you, what about Tupac inspires you as an artist?
I can go for days on that. I think that the biggest thing is that Tupac was human. You know what I'm saying? Like, of all of the things, like he is human. Like Tupac, you know, you deal with a lot of artists, and these artists have these massive personas. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that they're any less human, or they do this because they think they're like greater than anyone or anything. But like, the thing about Tupac is Tupac was human. Like, he cared. He made mistakes. Yeah. He did smart shit. He did dumb shit, you know. But he put it all on the table, you know. Like, nothing that he did, I felt, was like very fraudulent. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he represented something that a lot of people, you know, take for granted or overlook. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, at the end of the day, we all gonna go. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's inevitable. But when you go, you're going to have the opportunity to reflect back on the person that you are. You're going to have to ask yourself, did you live afraid the whole time? I don't think Tupac lived like he was afraid.
Yeah.
Did you represent something that people could be inspired by and grow because of? I don't think Tupac, that's something he has to question. He was a humanitarian. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Did you go hard and chase your dreams until you couldn't no more? I don't think that's something he has to question. He became the greatest rapper of all time. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the kings of hip hop and rap, you know? So like, I think that, and then on top of that, like, he had love, you know, he brought kids into this world. He had love for whoever his woman was at the time, you know, like he just was a human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a human. And so, like, I think that that's the best part about it, because he became legendary because he was, like, himself.
Right.
Authentic.
Yeah. Your authentic self. And what do you think, Jesus, that you bring to R&B music that is missing right now?
That's a good question. I mean, honestly, I think that the thing that I bring to R&B music that is missing is, like, I feel like people fit in two categories. Mm-hmm. People are either trying to be too hard in the R&B game, like they want to look like this street dude and this and that, or they're too soft in the R&B game.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that a lot of people realize that, you know, being a man is a balance of the two.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a warrior, but you have to be a warrior with a pure heart. You know what I'm saying? You have to operate in love. And I think that, you know, right now, we just live in a time where it's hard to do that because, you know, the street nigga is worshipped. You know what I'm saying? The street nigga is worshipped. But the love of boy, you know, shout out to Drake because he's doing a great job of being a lover.
But like, and he's loving them all along the way too. So
yeah, you know, he is. But a lot of people are struggling with that side. Like, it's not very many people who are comfortable embodying that part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that in my music, anyone who listens to my music will be able to tell that, like, you know, I got some edge to me. You know, I come from a place that created a level of edge that I can't really hide. You know what I'm saying? I don't try to anymore. I just embrace it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, come on, man. You know? Man. We need that love.
You need it.
You know what I'm saying? We need that vulnerability. We need that the other half to the puzzle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that, to the yang. You know, you need something else. If you fire, you need some water to be able to put out that fire when it gets too hot. And vice versa.
There
has to be a balance, definitely. And where are you from, Jesus? Where are you born?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, okay. St. Louis. So you got, I mean, you got a whole lot on your shoulders, you know, as far as bringing the music to the forefront. I mean, you guys got Ellie or whatever. I don't know who you guys have out there as far as R&B though. That's from
the last. Well, I mean, actually, shout out to SZA because SZA's from St. Louis, from here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, shout out to SZA. So, I mean, I think a lot of people, and we have Lil Kels.
Okay.
Lil Kels is from St. Louis, Missouri. I think SZA's really holding it down, though. I ain't gonna lie, SZA's doing that thing. But, you know, everybody take a little pinch of St. Louis. St. Louis is scattered everywhere. We in Atlanta successfully. We in LA successfully. We in everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, and shout out to Nelly, too. Nelly just won the I Am Hip Hop Award. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and his performance was hot. I mean, he was going and showing these young folks, look, I've been doing this for 30 years, something crazy, 20, 25 years. And he came up there vocally. He did it. He looked the part and he did steps. And he, I mean, it was like, to me, that was the best thing for the awards this year was Nelly's performance.
Yeah.
Everything else, it just didn't connect. Like the ciphers to me was weak this year, you know. So thank you, Nelly, for that performance, because without that, I don't know, that had just been a dud year for it. And they didn't do no promotion. Like, it was like hearsay. You know how usually you see, Soul Train or whatever, Wars. You didn't see anything. There was no marketing or anything. I guess, hey, if you see it, you see it. But now seeing it, I know why, for the exception of Nelly. Maybe they didn't get Nelly to the last minute, because I would have been like, Nelly, Nelly, Nelly the whole time. Because he's a good one. And lastly, man, I just wanted, did you want to say something else? Oh, so lastly, I wanted to ask you, how can we be down with your movement? Give us your Instagram, if you got a website, because we want to keep up with you. I know that you just released your song Bag, your single Bag, and that you haven't released a video yet. So, I mean, I'm so excited when I get to have new artists before they start, because then we get an opportunity to go back and look at the video and see how much you have grown in this business and how much you have acquired in this business and how much learning and everything you still have to do in the business. And so I'm extremely excited for new artists, and that's what I'm focusing on, trying to really get some new artists in here before they pop off, and then, you know, they can't roll with a sister after that. So I'm glad to get you now, but let us know how we can follow your movement so we can stay up with you.
Well, first off, when I'm in a better position, for sure, I'm definitely coming back for the reunion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
But everybody can follow my journey on Instagram. That's what I be on there the most. I'm not really a social media person, but you'll get glimpses of the journey on Instagram. It's Jesus Rose, JEZUS Rose. On Twitter is Jesus Rose. On Snapchat is Jesus Rose. Everything is Jesus Rose. J E Z U S Rose. Yeah.
Wow. What made you name yourself Jesus Rose? Where'd that name come from?
I didn't name myself Jesus Rose. That name was given to me
by a close friend. And is Jesus because there's only one Jesus, and his is with the S, and he's the best, and none of us can follow in his footsteps. So I love the name too, so I had to ask. But I just think our whole conversation just really, really, really went according to the quote that we started off with. So let's go back to the quote, because if you never know truth, you never know love. And when we talk about you never know truth, that means you have to know who you are. That's the truth. You got to know who you are truly in order for you to know love, because those go hand in hand. You got to love you to love someone else. So I think that quote just really encompassed our conversation and really set us up nicely for everything we talked about today. What you think?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so I just want to say to our audience, thanks so much for tuning in today. Make sure that you subscribe to our channel. We are highlighting new artists and just bringing the OGs in the yard. We got the yin and the yang, and you know I'm always slaying the mic every Sunday. So make sure that you subscribe, like, share, check out our website, www.rappersinmybackyard.com. And now we're streaming on all platforms. So if you don't want to see us, listen to us, because we listen to you. And thank you so much, Jesus Rose, for spending your Sunday with us. I mean, we had an opportunity to hear the complexity of who you are, what you think of, and the things that compel you to make the great music that we know we're going to hear from you. So thank you. We love you for that.
Thank you.
You know, and to the audience, let's make sure that we talk, express, relate, and connect next Sunday at 2? Or you want to do it all over again? We could do it tomorrow. We could do it Saturday. Just hit me up. But Sunday at 2 for sure, we'll be here. Rappers in the Backyard. We love you guys, and we out of here. Thank you. Thanks.
Wrap about